Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at windowskansascity.com.
We've got a couple of news and notes in the sports world before we get on to a terrific interview today with Dr. Kip Van Camp. His practice is Ideal Health KC, and it's regenerative medicine. They basically take things from your own body, and whether it's tissues or blood spinning or whatever the term you may want to use, put it back in you to make you healthier. He's starting to see people right and left that have taken the COVID shot and have symptoms, problems, things that they didn't have before that regular medical solutions are not treating or helping with. This is a fascinating discussion that's going to bookend kind of with Dr. Michael Schwartz, who we had on last week, the author of Fauci's Fiction, all along the same topic of what we did wrong during COVID. This is one of the most interesting doctors you'll ever hear. He is right here in Kansas City. I'll have more information on Dr. Van Camp and why he is doing what he is doing now, what he believes in, and how this could be the future of medicine, and how COVID may have actually advanced the cause toward better healing in the United States. More on that in just a moment. We'll start with a couple of really interesting sports notes. The first is, of course, in America, somebody will try to scam you, defraud you, in the name of their favorite football team, or maybe in the name of their best and favorite player. That's happening on a GoFundMe page right now. A guy on Twitter, and I'm not going to give his Twitter handle or his name because there's no reason for you to go check him out, even to boost how many people see what he's doing, has started a GoFundMe page with a giant picture of Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs and the caption underneath Chris Jones in quotes saying, "I need $10 million more to play football." And there's a GoFundMe page set up. Chris Jones responded by going on Twitter and saying, "This is not me. Do not send this guy money." And I would reiterate that. Do not send this guy money. It is not Chris Jones doing this. It's a scammer. And if you can believe it, he has raised $43,000 already. His goal is $10 million. But $43,000 is no small drop in the bucket. And that's a sweet new car. In some cases, you might be able to pay off your mortgage, send your kid to college. I don't know how this is legal. I know Twitter has filters and they identify things as a fraud or a scam or this isn't correct or whatever. But using Chris Jones' likeness and then a headline that appears to say Chris Jones is saying, "I need $10 million more to play football," is a complete and utter scam. This cannot be legal. This just cannot be legal. I'm sorry. And I know it's hard to police all these things, but this can't be legal. There's another page set up where a man is on there making a joke of it, saying, "I don't make $85 million. I'm not a professional football player." And it's a Chris Jones themes site. And he says, "If you love Chris Jones, basically help me live the life of Chris Jones." It's sort of making fun of football players. But some people are supporting that one too. But at least that guy's honest, saying, "Hey, this is for me. This is my chance to make a bunch of money like a football player because I am not a professional football player. Support me." And he hasn't raised very much because it's pretty clear that it's kind of a joke. Some people would give $5 or something for giggles, I guess. But it's unbelievable what happens out there in the real world. And right now, Chris Jones is just letting people know, do not put any money toward any of these things to bring me in to play football. They're all scams. All right, we've crossed a bridge in Patrick Mahomes' mania in Kansas City that we can never get back across. We're never going backwards. We've crossed into the ridiculous, honestly. And I chronicle a lot of this in the offseason. And I know the season is here and we're going to be serious and we love football and the analysis and his play and all of those things. And this is not about his personal life. It's not about social media. It's not about his wife or his brother or any of these other weird things going on. This is about the phenomenon that is Patrick Mahomes. And this is not much different, by the way, than going on Twitter and saying, "I have a GoFundMe page, send me money," faking like you're Chris Jones to get Chris Jones to play football. This is not that much different. I have not read this book, full disclosure. I've spent a great deal of time reading a couple of reviews on this book, reading the synopsis of the book, what the book says about itself. And this is one of the all-time scams in history. There is a new book out called Kingdom Quarterback. It is said to be written by two lifelong Kansas Cityans, Mark Dent and Rustin Dodd. The cover of the book is a giant Patrick Mahomes, then the parade crowd behind him, and the skyline of Kansas City. That's your cover art. And the book is called Kingdom Quarterback. All right, so far, so good. We're all on board with this, right? Yeah, not so much. I saw a guy on Twitter who doesn't live here, who's read the book. He's kind of a sports media critic, whatever. And he put on Twitter, and I couldn't believe it when I read it, that this is an excellent read on Kansas City history of segregation, redlining, and more. Excuse me, what? That's literally his review. This is an excellent read on Kansas City history, segregation, redlining, and more. He goes on to say, oh yeah, there's some stuff in there about Patrick Mahomes as well. What? Okay, so Joe Posnanski, who's a number one Times New York best New York Times, number one New York Times bestselling author, whatever, is at the very top of the book cover with a quote that basically says, this is the history of a city and its pathway to the center of pro football. Okay, so it mentions it's the history of the city, but it's the pathway to the center of pro football. All right, Kansas City is football town, USA now. You go on to read the synopsis of the book, and it basically says, once upon a time, Kansas City was really cool. There were jazz clubs everywhere, on a par with New Orleans. So the tone of the book is, we could have been as cool as New Orleans in Kansas City, but it was snuffed out in pursuit of a suburbanized dream that largely left out people of color. I'm not making this up, folks. That is the synopsis and the basis for this book by Rustin Dodd, who's a sports writer, and Mark Dent, who I don't know. I know Rustin. We were New Orleans, but it was snuffed out in pursuit of a suburbanized dream that largely left out people of color. It is about, quote, the scars of segregation, unquote, and that the Super Bowl wins were needed, quote, to bring Kansas City back again. I'm sorry, to bring Kansas City back together again. So I would ask you, if their conclusion now is that Kansas City is together again, who's more to credit, Patrick Mahomes or Donald Trump? Because this area is staunchly conservative now. Kansas and Missouri are loyally red like they've never been, especially Missouri. Is that what this is about? Kansas City's together again because what? Because Mahomes won the Super Bowl? And you're talking about all of these issues in history in Kansas City. This is liberalism at its best. This is a liberal book taking a MAGA conservative football player, Patrick Mahomes, putting him on the cover, exploiting him and his fame, to peddle this crap that nobody wants to read. I don't know one person that won't be disappointed in this book. Unless they know what this book is about, they're going to buy it and be disappointed. Because when you buy a book with Patrick Mahomes on the cover and the parade scene and the Kansas City skyline and it's called Kingdom Quarterback, you do not want to read how we snuffed out black people in this town for a suburbanized dream that people of color were largely left out of. That's not what you're buying. You don't want to read that Kansas City was almost as cool as New Orleans. What? Oh my God. These people are unbelievable and they're everywhere. And they don't know any better. They don't know. But here's what they do know. They know that the book they wanted to write would never sell. So they had to put Mahomes on the cover. This is not illegal. I think what the guy did with Chris Jones is name, image, likeness, whatever, on Twitter, I think that should be illegal. I think what he did was a flat-out fraud. This is close, but it's not illegal. This is just pathetic. This is absolutely pathetic. We know that people do not want to read how crappy Kansas City was until Patrick Mahomes got here. By the way, saying Patrick Mahomes fixed our city is a bit of a stretch. I've lived here my whole life. I've loved living here my whole life. Never had a problem living in Kansas City. Not sure Patrick Mahomes brought the city back together in any other meaningful way other than we're all Chiefs fans. The whole thing is a ruse. It's amazing. Truly amazing. The Women's World Cup, this is fun. they're touting how great the ratings were on Fox in Fox Sports 1. For the United States games, the Women's World Cup team that flamed out, they averaged 4.3 million viewers. I think that's bad. In fact, I think that's awful. You're on a major network in a country of 350 million people. And you got 4.3 million to watch? That's 1.some% of the country watched. Less than 2% of America watched the United States women play. Less than 2% of the country watched. And you're bragging about it. That's crazy. Here's what's crazier. To get that 4.3 million, that was in English and Spanish. That's Fox and Telemundo. Telemundo had a million viewers. So there were only 3.3 million English-speaking Americans watching the women play. That is less than 1% of our population. And they're bragging that the numbers are great. The other 46 matches in this tournament, 600,000 viewers were the average on Fox, Big Fox. That is down 37% from 4 years ago. If you want to know how the World Cup final did on Sunday between Spain and England, Google it. You'll find all kinds of stories about how well it did in Spain and England. And that brought the global number up. I don't doubt that. Spain and England are big enough countries. They're crazier about soccer than we are. Their numbers were through the roof, I guess, for this thing. So the global numbers were up. Australia watched because they hosted. You want to find out what the count was in the United States on Fox? I couldn't find it. This is what Google does. This is what big tech does. I'll find it at some point on this day. I'll get back on my computer and I'll dig deeper. I spent about 30 minutes on it and couldn't find it, but I will find it. They're trying to hide from you how many people watch Spain and England on Fox on Sunday in America. You can't find it. They're just going to tell you that the women's team did great this year with a 4.3 million average, which I think is pathetic. But they really don't want you to know the other 46 matches got 600,000, which is a 37% decrease from 4 years ago. All you got to know, man, you just got to pay attention to the details and not let them decide for you what the news is. The news of Chris Jones is not a GoFundMe page. The news of Patrick Mahomes is not segregation and redlining in Kansas City. The news of the World Cup is not the television ratings in England. They just do this over and over and over. All right, coming up shortly, a great interview brought to you by the Finch Knife Company, online at finchknifeco.com. Check out every series of Finch pocket knives at their website or visit Shields in Overland Park, the Bullet Hole in Mission, or Teague Tractor in Belton. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch knife, Finch pocket knife from the Finch Knife Company. Okay, so I've been saying 150, they're U.S. steel blades. And a guy corrected me, said, I say 154 centimeter U.S. steel blades. Well, that would be a long blade. It's not that long. CM stands for crucible materials. So I am wrong. That's 154 cm U.S. steel blades. I got jumbled. How about me? Anyway, it's the best steel you can have. These blades are ridiculous. These are very sharp knives. They come with Band-Aids. These are awesome pocket knives, folks. Check them out online, finchknifeco.com. For all your landscaping needs this fall, Earth Effects Outdoor. They can rejuvenate your lawn, build for you some berms. Fall is the perfect time of year to plant some trees where you need shade, eeoutdoor.com. Or if you're looking for a bigger project, like a stone fire pit or some hardscapes outdoor, or some landscape lighting, Earth Effects Outdoor, 816-478-7700, online at eeoutdoor.com. BSOC.net, oh boy, how about this in Olathe? Apple iPads, brand new full warranty. Sealed in the box, $319. That's crazy for an iPad. $319, brand new Apple iPads, full warranty. They've got a crazy appliance sale going on right now. See them on the showroom. Most of their models are right up front at the store, and you can see them. If they work for you, these are way less than half price that you'd pay in another store, and they're all brand new. They have to go. They got these on a truck. They didn't really want them. It's not exactly what they do, but they have them, so they got to go. crazy deals. And 70-inch Samsung TU7000 4K TVs, $399, and they'll deliver in Kansas City for $25. $25 to deliver your television to you. That's insane. Nobody can touch that. BeStock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. And I talked to my buddy Brad over at the New Car Image yesterday. He would love to work with you and your company on your fleet, keeping it looking nice, maintaining it on a rotating basis. Maybe every month you send one of your trucks in, he gets it cleaned up for you. It increases the value. It helps with the longevity. It's good for your employees to see. Please take care of this. Give that a shot. If you've got a company, you've got a fleet, they'd love to work with you. They'll come right to you. They've got mobile units anywhere from Belton to Lawrence. And if you want to get that ceramic coat and really protect the outside, they can sometimes do it in your garage or you come to their garage. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, 15% off all services this August with the promo code KKHI at thenewcarimage.com or just call Brad personally, 816-499-1470. Dr. Kip Van Camp is unreal. I had a chance to sit with him for a couple of hours a couple weeks ago and learn about what he's doing. I am more and more into this the older I get. You know me. I don't like taking shots. I don't like taking pills. I am not against any of them. If I get sick, I will. If I get cancer, I'll do radiation. I'll take the pills. I'll do whatever. While I'm healthy, I'm not real big on just taking things, trying to keep me healthy. That's not my thing. For so many people, they live in chronic pain, whether it's knee pain, shoulder pain, things of that nature. Or maybe you have Alzheimer's onset or Parkinson's disease. Dr. Kip Van Camp, in 2011, his dad got very sick. And he said, Dad, I'm going to take you to this place in Florida that takes the tissue from your body and reinserts it in the places necessary. This doctor is going to explain to you how most of the cells and the good stuff in your body sits dormant, basically like an EMT crew waiting for an accident so they have a place to send it to go heal your body. Your body heals yourself better than any medicine will. But in most cases, a lot of this is in places not near what needs to be healed. And so those things sit there dormantly. What he does is he takes them out and he puts them where they need to be. It is an unbelievable discussion. Dr. Van Camp was an interventional radiologist and a family practitioner most of his life. When his dad got sick, he took him to Miami. They received a couple treatments down there. His dad started doing better and better and better. And he believes that he gave his dad 3 more years of life. He learned everything they were doing in Miami. He retrained, became double board certified in interventional radiology. This is an amazing doctor who has dedicated his life now in the honor of his dad, who he believes he extended his life maybe as much as 4 years with this treatment, is now doing it for everyone across the spectrum. He has an 80% benefit rate. It means 80% of the people that go and he works with you on something with the pain you're dealing with or maybe the disease that you have, they will help you. If you don't want to use your own body tissue, you can get it from an umbilical cord from a woman that was unvaccinated and get those tissues put in your body. This is really new medicine. If you're dealing with pain, if you're dealing with something, if you're afraid or think that your life changed because of the shot, this is the guy for you. We're going to have a long discussion about COVID and medicine and things that they are doing now after we made so many mistakes during COVID-19. He is Dr. Kip Van Camp, and he's up right now on KKHI. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, or online at joslynsjewelry.com.
Dr. Van Camp joins us now. It is great to see you, sir. Thank you so much for coming to our home studio. It was very nice of you to come over here today. Good to see you again. How are you?
Good. It's a nice studio you got.
Well, thank you. You're just such an interesting guy. I know you love sports. You've listened to some of the broadcasts through the years, and you have a lot of different things that you're in. You've started basically your own business now, doing something you never thought you'd be in. Just go back through the years. You've been in medicine for over 30 years. How did you get where you are? What's your journey been like?
It's a sordid tale. I started out in family medicine. Actually, probably should have been a surgeon if I was really candid. I have good hands, and I really my brain seems to work in abstract, and so I can picture things in my head like anatomy. And so I was really good with that. And, but life took me a different direction. My wife was from St. Louis. I was from Kansas. And she, I was born in Colby, Kansas, raised in Colby. Tracy was from St. Louis, and we could fit all of Colby in one block in St. Louis. And we used to marvel at that. So here I was dragging her from St. Louis. And she, we took the path from St. Louis after getting married. I spent a year doing internship there. And then we packed up. I got her to Kansas, got her to Kansas City, actually Missouri side. And I did a family medicine residency at Truman East. So I'm a DO. I went to the DO school in Kansas City. Great education. Wouldn't trade it ever. Wouldn't trade it for a second of it. It was, I didn't even know how good it was until years later. So I go to Truman East. It's an MD family medicine residency. And the first thing they tell me is you can learn to do womb to tomb. That was the phrase back then. And I said, that's pretty cool. I can deliver babies, take care of grandpa and grandma, circumcise a child, a little male, do a treadmill on a heart case. And I said, now that really suits me. No one told me the day-to-day family medicine didn't include all of that.
People were knocking on your door, weren't they?
It was crazy. I got burnt out within a year. I was burnt out. So I went to a small town.
And what town was that in?
Weston, Missouri.
Okay. So
up north.
So you told me when we met recently that people would literally, like at the end of the day, you'd get home from work and they'd knock on your door and try to get medical health free.
We had our driveway was around the backside of the house and the garage was on the backside. And I would tell Tracy, because the garage door was too slow to get up and down, I would call her and literally pick up we had a bag cell phone and use the bag cell phone. Tracy, get the door open. I'll be home in 30 seconds. She'd have it open. I'd zip in, shut the door, and hope no one saw me. And if no one saw me, then I was safe. I could have a nice evening. If someone saw me within literally a minute or two of pulling in, the doorbell rang or that someone knocked at the door.
That's amazing. It's
the craziest thing you ever saw.
That is absolutely amazing.
Absolutely enjoyable because the people were wonderful. Sure. But do that 365 days a year and then see if it's still enjoyable.
How hard was it for you to get Tracy to move?
She loved people and she enjoyed a challenge, but she was a city girl and everyone joked, you know, you can take the girl out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the girl. Right. And that was the truth. But she's adapted. I think now she absolutely loves Kansas. She tells people she's from Kansas. That's a shock because she was always a St. Louis girl.
How many years has she been in Kansas now?
30-some years. So she's gotten used to it. But it was my whole family's from Kansas, and her family's close enough that she gets to see them. And so it seems to be the best of both worlds. But I don't know how I got her out of St. Louis, honestly. Looking back, I think it was a good decision, but you don't get do-overs. If we did, it might be fun to see what life would have brought us.
Well, I love, as you know, you've listened, I think, for quite a while. I love interviewing successful people and how they got where they are and what their path is. Last week, we had an author on of a book about Fauci's fiction, and he's a doctor in New Jersey and Florida. And it was a fascinating discussion that we had with him about COVID and the things that we did during COVID. We may get into a little bit of that because you're dealing with a lot of people who have taken the jab, and I know that you're treating them and working with them, and that's a very important part of what you do. But you started in family practice. You did this for all these years. Your regenerative medicine clinic is now open in Shawnee. IdealHealthKC.com is the website. And you got this idea about a decade ago, and it was very personal for you. You had health issues in your family, and you didn't like the options for your family members. Can you walk us through what happened?
So my dad was a veterinarian, and vet medicine had been more open-minded to alternative medicines than conventional human medicine. And so dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2011. Actually, we started to notice changes in 2008. But obvious neurodegenerative changes. So I take him to the Landon Center for Aging right here in Kansas City. And they said, after they diagnosed him, they said, here's your script for Aricept. And I said, that's it?
That's it.
I said, that's it. And I said, there's got to be more. So I literally started talking to veterinarians. I said, called some of my dad's colleagues. And I said, dad's sick. This is what he's got. What do you suggest? Is there anything in the vet world I don't know about? And they said, absolutely, autologous tissue. And we use the term tissue. Back then, we used stem cells loosely. There's a big debate whether it's stem cells or just your own tissue. Doesn't matter. I used to give talks on this, and one of the things I would say is Ponce de Leon would go all over the world looking for the Fountain of Youth. And the irony is the Fountain of Youth lives inside our own body. It's called the dormant mesenchymal tissue or the dormant stem cell. And so the veterinarian said there are human doctors doing this. There were a handful back then in 2011. I found a guy in Miami. We flew Dad down to Miami, and on the way back, we saw a change in him. It was crazy. We actually saw a mental status change in him. He was a K-State vet. So he went to K-State vet school, and he bled purple his entire adult life. And he started talking K-State KU football on the trip home. And my brother looks at me and said, Dad's back. And it was true. Dad was back.
And this is what, like the day after?
The day of. He gets his stem cells in the morning, or he gets his own tissue in the morning. They took a bone marrow biopsy, took some of his tissue from his bone out of his hip or his pelvis, and then took a mini liposuction and took some fat out of his tissue around his belly button. And what I learned later on, that's where most of the stores of dormant stem cells live in our body, or dormant tissue. The true conventional crowd will get on us if we use the word stem cell. So I will try to correct myself and just use, you know, your own tissue. Which is appropriate. But inside that dormant tissue are undifferentiated cells that haven't grown up yet. They're just laying in your body waiting to become something. So if you can take that tissue and activate it and tell it, okay, Dad has a problem with his brain. His central nervous system needs assistance. And then you activate those cells and give them back inside the body through the vein. Or if you get really crazy and give it inside the spinal canal itself, then it's surprising how much improvement a person will get.
So when we first talked about this, I had no idea. Literally, the short story here is you have all kinds of great stuff in your body that is doing nothing for you.
Yeah, it's just waiting for you to become injured.
Like plugging a light in. It's waiting
in some respects, that's true. I would say one way of looking at it is if you are in a car accident, the emergency medicine response system inside the body is activated. And now here comes all the healing properties. So all this tissue in your body that's just sitting around, hanging out, waiting for something to happen, it says, okay, you know, the volunteer fire department, it's time, let's go. And it kicks on. Well, that's just the rudimentary piece of it. It's on steroids to the level of how much is stored in our body waiting to be turned on that we didn't even know about. That's what's so crazy. That's why I say the secret to healthy life from a medical standpoint, not emotional, not psychological, not any of that, just sheer medical standpoint, lives inside our own body. That's the great irony of it.
So when I first heard from you and your story about your dad before we met and talked at great length prior to this interview and whatnot, what grabbed me was, I like human stories. I really like human stories. I can't sit here really. I can ask you questions all day about medicine. A lot of it, it's not my thing. So I don't know. But I firmly believe, and I think you firmly believe, and I think this is just the greatest headline ever, that you extended your dad's life. Yep. And I can't think of anything more glorious than that.
My own family would echo that. As a doctor, maybe I should restate that. Personally, I'm very critical. I'm a guy who's always saying, well, we could have done a little better. There's more in there. You can do better. So I'm a perfectionist. I've had to learn my whole life to back off on the perfectionism and be more real, more realistic. But as a perfectionist, when people say you gave your dad four more years of quality life, and I step back, I can accept that. But in the middle of it, I was like, how do we give him more? There's got to be more. And when you look back, there really was. And that's a discussion for another day, because there's so much more that could have been done. but there were so many restrictions. The regulations by the federal government are crazy to where you got to be careful just even saying the word stem cell.
Right.
You know, that's a nice loose lay term that a lot of people understand. They've at least heard the phrase, so it's not intimidating to them. But in its technical sense, it's not a stem cell. It's a whole different, there's a whole lengthy discussion about that. But let me say the word stem cell and let the feds hear that. They're going to say some guy's out there promoting stem cells and now you're in trouble. So it's so, you have to be so careful what you do. I gave Dad a better quality of life and I prolonged his life probably by 5 years, at least four. And he stayed at home during the bulk of that time. He had to go into a facility the last 9 months of his life, and we actually could have maybe kept him 3 more months at home. But Mom was really having to max out on her caregiving, and so we finally said, this is the right thing. The best news of all was Dad made his own decision. I was, so from 2011 until 2014, so literally 3.5 to 4 years, I gave Dad 8 treatments of his own tissue. I did 8 mini liposuctions. I didn't do all 8 of them. 2 were done in Miami where we did the training. And then I did 6 more treatments. On the 8th treatment, the 6th for me, he grabbed my hand literally and he said, Kip, this is it. And I said, do you know what that means, Dad? And he said, I understand, but everybody dies of something and that's okay. I'm ready to go. So he got to make his own decision. Had he been on Aricept, this would have happened 3 years earlier, I'm sure. And he may have gone so slowly and gradually through all the phases of changing that he would have never had the chance to make that very personal, very serious decision, because he would have lost the capacity to do so. But because I kept boosting his body every 4 to 6 months and giving him a quality of life and allowing his brain to think, he got to make his own decision. And that's so cool. The best part of the story to me.
I love your story. And what you do now, obviously, is a calling. It's something you saw success with your own family and said, this is what I need to do. And in life, we talk about second acts or third acts. This is act 3 for me. I was in television for a while, did radio for 23 years. Now I'm doing podcasting. It's similar work, but it to me is completely different than anything I've done before. And this is the decision that you then made after your dad passed, or were you thinking about this while you were treating him?
I've dabbled in a whole lot of things over the years. So after family medicine residency and practice, I went back and did another residency. So I did 2 residencies. The second one was in diagnostic radiology. Well, I knew I would never get Tracy to move a third time. I'd already exhausted the moves. I got her all the way from, you know, St. Louis to Kansas City, Kansas City to Tulsa for the residency, the radiology residency. I had a chance to do a very high-powered fellowship in interventional radiology. These are the guys who use X-ray guidance to perform minimally invasive surgeries. And so my skill level was enhanced so much by doing that fellowship that I could get to where I could stick a needle anywhere with the guidance of either X-ray, CAT scan, ultrasound, any modality. And so I got her to move to Washington, D.C., where we did this high-powered fellowship for a year and had a great year. And everybody came to visit. We saw every, you know, historic site on the west, on the East Coast that you can see. And then when we moved back, I practiced interventional radiology. So that was my thing. I was an interventional radiologist. I did that until Dad got sick. I dabbled in a medical spa and I had Tracy's niece wanted to be an esthetician. So I said I would help her. We opened a med spa in Topeka. During that time, I was never totally in love with the whole med spa industry, but my niece was. And so I helped her. I learned to do filler injections, Botox injections. And then she did all the other stuff that an esthetician does. And Maggie's exceptional esthetician. So I'm just really enhancing her practice, but it's under my name because she doesn't have the license to practice medicine. So when Dad got sick, on almost a dime, I converted that medical spa to
regenerative
medicine. And so it was an absolute obvious shift.
So you've got over a decade of experience in this now.
Yep.
And this is really on the cutting edge. And there's so many things. What's most fascinating to me about what you do is the number of people you can help. You've had over 9,000 cases to this point using people's own tissue. Can you just give me the examples of the things that you can treat? You have about an 80% benefit rate here. So about 80% of the people you see benefit in some way from what? Joint pain to Alzheimer's? I mean, it really is across the spectrum,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So it started by doing joints because that's what the federal government said you could use. They said you can use your own tissue and give it back as a cushioning agent. And that was their opinion letter that they stated. So initially we saw only joints, but here's what happens. I see a patient who has a osteoarthritis of their knee and they've got an MRI and you can see there's obvious damage. So I say, let's do a tissue injection. We'll use your bone marrow. I like the bone marrow approach. So we literally inject their knee while they're laying on the table. They say, hey, I don't know if you can do anything, but my sister was just diagnosed with COPD. Any chance you can help that? And that's how it morphed into, I don't know. With full disclosure, we can try it. If she's game and wants to try it, we can try it. And so the types of cases quickly expanded from just doing joints all the way to my dad's case. My aunt had COPD, so we treated her. We've treated MS, Parkinson's, irritable bowel. One of my best cases of all, I love this story, and I won't give anyone's name here, of course, because it's a HIPAA violation, but I have a patient who's in the area, and he's been diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, and his surgeon has said, listen, we're going to have to take out 6 to 8 inches of your colon, and there's a very good chance you'll have a bag on the side of your abdomen, boy. And we'll maybe be able to reconnect it 9 months later if we cool things down. So that's our goal here. And the guy comes to me as a last-ditch effort. So to tell you how I think outside the box, and without going too crazy, so people listening, I don't want people to think that we're going to do this on them. But my whole point of telling this story is one size does not fit all at all. Every case that walks in the door, because I am a well-trained, 2 residencies and fellowship-trained physician, I am able to step back, analyze, re-diagnose, make sure we have the accurate diagnosis, and then come up with a treatment plan that's appropriate for you. So this patient, he comes in, and the first thing I say is, well, the problem is in the distal part of the colon. He says, this is not fun stuff to talk about, so I don't want to get too detailed here. But anyway, I said, well, then let's literally have you bring in a clean Fleet's enema, and let's take some of your tissue and have you insert it into your rectum when you get home. So we'll prepare the tissue here. We'll give it to you intravenously. We'll take this much, 20 cc's, put it in this Fleet's enema tube, and you will take that home, and then you will insert this into your rectum. 9 months later, he comes back. I did phone calls to see how he's doing. He's doing great. 9 months later, he finally comes back and sees me. I say, what's the story? Has anything changed? He says, oh, I haven't had a flare up yet. Mm-hmm. I came back because I think we ought to do it again because I'm starting to see some more changes. We did a second treatment and I haven't seen him again. He hasn't had the bowel resection like they thought he would. He has not had any more flare-ups. And the answer from conventional doctors that he sees has been, well, good, our medicines are finally starting to work.
Well,
no obvious we did anything.
That's amazing. And I think your body is the best thing to heal your body. And I've shared with my audience during, all of COVID, I never took the jab. We got COVID fairly early. It was November of 20, I guess it would be. The vaccine didn't come out for the jab. I call it the shot. It's not really a vaccine. So several months later, it comes out. So it wasn't available at the time. I didn't even think of it, but we were sick for a couple of days. I was a little tired and had headaches, I remember. And I like to take a little 30-minute nap after every afternoon. But I did the podcast every day. I just kept doing everything. We were walking the dog. It was November. The weather was pretty good. So we didn't really change our routine. We stayed home for a couple of weeks. And then people after that are like, are you going to get the shot? And I say, you know what? I've already had it. And it wasn't that much. And I don't know much, but I did study a little biology when I was in school. Not a lot, but I'm pretty sure if I didn't have trouble with it the first time, I won't even know if I got it the next time. I said, my body's ready for it. And people during COVID looked at me like I was crazy. And I thought, this is the most fundamental thing. Your body is literally built
to fix itself, heal itself, to attack whatever ails it. Now, our bodies aren't perfect. We don't always do that, and we need help. But when I hear you talking about taking tissues from your own body that aren't really doing much for you and getting them to a place where they're needed, whether it's joint pain or disease or whatever, this all just rings so true to me. This sounds so common sense. Where are we in the United States with allowing it, passing it? What things can you do? What are you still hindered from doing? And why? Is it pharmaceuticals that keep this from becoming bigger?
So the short answer is we don't have the deep pockets who have funded the best research to give us double-blinded studies. Of course, talk about double-blinded studies, and then let's discuss the jab or the shot. There weren't any quality double-blinded studies for that either, but they went ahead and passed it. So, I mean, when you want to do research, when you want to do something new in America, you have to prove it with research. That's how American medicine is designed. The problem with that is they've put so many restrictions on the research that you got to have this war chest of money just to be able to get into the.
That's one of the things I learned about Trump. You know, he passed that thing. He got it passed that if you're dying, try anything. Don't tell somebody that's dying that they can't try anything.
And that was one of the best things that ever happened for our practice, because during that time, we were able to say, we added that to our consent form that said, we've tried everything else. You know, the patient signs, we've tried everything else. It didn't work. So we're willing to try this. And we're doing something that we think makes a whole lot of sense, and it's safe. And we're going to do it in a way that we're not going to hurt you. And we may actually help you. And what we found that's so crazy is 80% of the time we helped them. 20% of the time we didn't. We can't, so far I can't totally discern who that 20% is going to be, but I have started to figure some of that out. What's really crazy, we don't want to go too far down this path yet, maybe someday on another podcast, but I did a 4-person Alzheimer's study and got it published, including my dad as guinea pigs or one of the clients. So we had 4 patients that had Alzheimer's. They agreed to participate in my study. I got it IRB approved, which is almost unheard of. We didn't have any money to do this. We did not have a double-blinded study. We only could do the 4 people. So it's the most rudimentary basic level of research in America. And I got it done and I got it published. And I'm very proud of the results. And the results are so fascinating. Now, to make it scientific, just to give the listeners more information, we actually did a lumbar puncture after each treatment, and we checked the protein levels in the spinal fluid, because what happens during Alzheimer's, one of the things that happens during this form of dementia, the brain acts like a motherboard of a computer, and instead of filtering out all these big proteins that are inside our body, the brain grabs a hold of those and gums up the motherboard. The brain can't filter out the amyloid plaque or the tau proteins. So if you draw the spinal fluid and you test the tau and the amyloid proteins, certain types of tau and amyloid proteins, and then you send that to the lab, and they come back and it shows, okay, these are 5 times normal value. And then you do a tissue treatment on the patient. And then 3 months later, you repeat the spinal tap. Okay, that's acting like a scientist. You know, you're looking for the results. Did anything change? So you're doing a mental status exam on the patient as well as testing their spinal fluid. Well, in all 4 of our cases, their tau and their amyloid proteins came not just dropping, came plummeting, came diving down. So we did science. We did, but then we went out and tried to find a deep pocket to fund it.
And
No one.
And we have a government that tries to get in the way. See, to me, the least controversial thing I could ever hear in medicine is we're taking something from your body that's good for you and putting it back in your body. That just doesn't even sound.
It doesn't even sound like that
should even be regulated. You ought to just be able to do that anytime you want. You're a human. It's coming from your body. You ought to be able to do whatever. Yet here came COVID, and we have an experimental, unproven, not accredited vaccine or jab, and we force it on everyone. They went against everything they've ever stood for in the name of COVID. How shocking was that to you?
Absolutely shocking. And I was shocked within the very day I heard it. And I was the guy, I literally was talking to my family. I realized real quickly, I said it in public to a couple of my colleagues, and immediately I was there was pushback. And I said, okay, I don't need to be talking about this in public. So to my family, I said, this may be one of the greatest hoaxes ever to face the world in modern medicine. And I stand by that.
Are you in any way embarrassed by your community?
Absolutely embarrassed at the, because
when you tell people that you're a doctor, do people look at you?
They look differently at me now than they did before. Before there was a modicum of respect, maybe not, you know, doctors have, the respect that doctors have dropped significantly because we became pill pushers. And, you know, Netflix does a wonderful expose on the pharmaceutical company that's pushing OxyContin. And so, you know, all of a sudden doctors aren't looked at in high esteem that they once were, but there was still a respect level that, okay, you must be smart enough to pass the test and you do help people. And we like that. And that's a good thing. COVID comes and it's like our brain, collectively, the brain of all the doctors fell out and onto the ground and no one knew what, I mean, we started throwing out ideas that, We got away from our foundation, and our foundation was just what you said. The body has the innate ability to heal itself. If you're exposed to a disease and you build the natural immunity that is 100% more effective than any man-made vaccine you can push on someone, the natural immunity always wins 100%. Yet in the middle of COVID, you heard everybody saying natural immunity is a bad thing. No, you don't want natural immunity. Oh, it's not even effective. It was crap.
I just kept telling people the whole time, I've got natural immunity. They're like, you don't have the shot. I'm like, I don't need the shot. I have natural immunity.
Which is always better.
Oh, it has to be better because it stays in me, right?
It's you. Yes.
It doesn't leave after 120 days or whatever.
No, it doesn't just vanish. My dad on his deathbed still had his natural immunity to all the diseases he was ever exposed to.
It's shocking.
Until one day he finally became immunocompromised. If he ever reached that point, which he probably did. So there is a point where you get a disease and it destroys your immune system and now you cannot fight off infection like you did. But that's the only, that's the one caveat. Every other situation, you have your natural immunity.
If a guy with a microphone can figure that out, I just feel like a lot of people can.
I don't know why we didn't accept the pressure was so great.
Nobody. It was
the pressure was so great.
You were just an outcast. Yes, it was like you were a leper or something. Over here you go. Honest to God,
that's a great example. I had a scarlet letter on my face, on my forehead, so I could not go around and say, you know, I think that you shouldn't take the jab. I couldn't say that because my entire profession stood behind me and said, how dare you say such a thing? We're going to turn you over to the Board of Healing Arts, or we're going to do whatever we have to get you to stop doing these, to promote natural immunity. There should have been no controversy in that. Yet about, here there was controversy.
About 6 months ago, I started asking people, not just in my circle, but people that I would know that I hadn't talked to in a while or whatever. And I would, as we would converse or be at an event or something, it would come up and I'd say, do you know anybody that got the shot whose health isn't the same as it was before? I've yet to meet a person that doesn't say they know somebody. In fact, many of them, when you ask them, say, you know what? I don't feel right. I've got this wrong with me, or my bowel movements aren't, I can't, my stomach hurts, you know, whatever it may be. I believe there's just literally going to be millions of people need treatment from taking that thing. And you're seeing them. I have friends. I know people in my circle that don't feel like their health is right, that have irregularities with the way their heart works or their stomach or things like that. What's the most common thing you're seeing at your practice and how are you treating things? Because I'm going to guess there doesn't a week go by, somebody doesn't come in and you look at them and go, okay, this is probably from taking the shot.
It's daily. I had a patient today. I asked, so she comes in with some very unusual symptoms and I say, okay, let me get very personal with you. Did you take the COVID vaccine? And she said, yes, I did. I said, which one did you take? And she said, Moderna. I said, did you do two? She said, yes. I said, did you do the booster? She said, no. I said, when did your symptoms begin? She said, probably within a month after taking the second Moderna shot. So I said, okay, did you ever put those two together? Have you ever wondered, could it have been a direct result of the vaccine because you were not having any of these symptoms beforehand? And she said, you know, I have thought about that, but I really hadn't put two and two together. I thought maybe something had changed. You know, she had a family history of MS, wondered if it was MS, all kinds of other ideas, but that's what part of the whole, we the media had this phenomenal ability to change the narrative. And the narrative was, don't even look at the vaccine. So don't even consider that.
Yeah, just trust
us. Everything else.
It's not approved, but trust us.
Which is, there's no other walk of medicine that we would have said that.
No.
None.
In no other situation.
None.
It was control.
It was
control of the human population is what it was. That's really what it was. I've been very outspoken on this. I'm not speaking for you.
I'm
supposed to interview you, but I get off on a tangent. I'm really pissed about COVID. I'm still mad today. I cannot believe what they did to us.
You have no idea the things I talk about in my practice, and my practice has kind of morphed into more like-minded people than the non-like-minded, and they sense it real quick. But it's interesting. It's not everyone on one side of the political fence. I had a nurse in about a week ago, and she came in and said, same story, have these weird symptoms. I think they have some, but she had put the two together and said, I think it may have something to do with the vaccine. Yeah. And I said, okay, I just want to ask, it really doesn't mean anything to me from a medical standpoint, but where are you politically? What side of the fence are you on politically? And she said, you know, I'm over here on the less conservative side. I'm on the more conservative side. And she says, what's that got to do with anything? I said, well, really it doesn't, you've come to the same conclusion. But it was almost an aha moment for her that, so you're telling me you really think it is the vaccine. She said, I had wondered that, but now I kind of believe it because you're telling me that and you're saying that. And here's the problem with that. Everything I believe in is now in the toilet, because everything I was told before and everything I believed on the more left side of the aisle is null and void. I go this route.
The frustrating thing to me sometimes is healthy friends who took it and they're relatively conservative. And we've got a bunch of people fit in this category. And they said, well, I've not had a problem. I said, I'm not saying that everyone that took it has a problem. I'm saying this is a problem for a lot of people and will continue to be down the road. I think there's just plenty of evidence with that. And they'll argue back and go, oh, I wouldn't do a thing different. I said, well, okay, that's today. God bless you. I hope this works out in 20 years that something doesn't happen as a result of this. But I, you know, to me, it's just all in play. And I think this is a very valuable service that you have, and you're seeing people offering something different. What is this? What is the range of maladies? I don't even know how to ask the question. What types of things do you see from patients that come in that are a result, in your opinion, from them getting the shots, and how do you treat them?
So the range of maladies are great. I mean, it's all over the spectrum, and that's the hard part. So it's really hard to say, oh yeah, I've seen this, and this has to be COVID. This has to be vaccine related. It's usually some esoteric, never had a migraine in my life, and now I'm getting migraines every night or every other night. My leg twitches. I've never twitched. Now all of a sudden I have a twitch. I never had back pain, but now I'm having back pain. Has anything changed? Are you digging a hole for a tree to plant in the yard? No, nothing's changed. No new activity. No. Another thing, eyesight. So visual changes, hearing changes. One of the most interesting one was a tooth abscess that came out of nowhere. Well, anybody can get a tooth abscess. This person's never had a cavity, never had anything, and all of a sudden they have a tooth abscess. And the dentist is flummoxed, like, you've been the most healthy jaw and mouth I've ever seen. And now you get the jab, and then 3 months later, you're here with an abscess. It just doesn't add up. I think what happens is, I think something has messed up the immune system, and I think it's probably the mRNA vax shot.
Okay, so you do several things at Ideal Health in Shawnee. You do PRP. You do an NAD patch. Walk us through ozone therapy. Explain what some of these regenerative medicine processes are and who they benefit.
So,
because it's not just tissue.
It's not just tissue. It's when you go into the regenerative space, there's way more than just taking your own tissue and putting it back in the body. That's how it started.
I used to call the one thing blood spinning. Tiger Woods used to do
that. Yeah, it is blood spinning.
He went to Canada to do it because he couldn't do it here.
That's exactly right.
So what do you, what is blood spinning? Is that PRP?
I would say that's PRP. Yes.
So what do you do?
So platelet rich plasma is very poorly named. The inside this. So let me just walk you through something really easy that I think kind of makes this pretty easy to understand. I use the car, you know, you're in a motor vehicle accident. So the car accident example. So let's say that I pull out a knife and I cut you right there on your forearm, and I make a nice 3-inch cut. Inside the body, the platelets and the red blood cells and the white blood cells, any of the tissue that's in the blood system is, and even in the lymphatic system, anything inside your body is activated and says, Kevin has a cut, we got to fix it. So here comes underneath the skin, inside the body, here comes all of the healing principles and healing structures that are going to go to that site and heal the wound. One of the things that happens that we didn't understand centuries ago, and now we do, the platelets release little tiny exosomes that you cannot see. You can't even see them with the big fancy microscopes. So these tiny little cytokines and prostaglandins and little tiny exosomes that you can't
see. Good stuff.
They come and they are released right there at that site and they start healing. And what all, not only do they start healing, they start smoothing over so there's no scar or minimal scar. It's phenomenal what the body does. So European medicine really to start with. But modern medicine said, what if we take out the platelets and the red cells while they're still alive and we shake them in a centrifuge really fast? Will the cells in the test tube think that you've been in a motor vehicle accident and release all those good stuff, all the exosomes? And if they do, where are they going to be? Are they going to be at the top of the tissue in that test tube, or are they going to be at the bottom? Well, just so happens, they're light and they float up into the serum. So we have serum-rich exosomes. So the serum is rich with exosomes, and that is what PRP is. That is platelet-rich plasma.
And you put it back in, and it goes where?
So we take the serum, and we inject it anywhere we need. I've even...
I've got a knee problem, it goes there?
It goes in the knee if you have a... Shoulder? So let's say you've torn you've just strained your ACL. Well, we put PRP in there and it will help it heal. Because now you have this highly concentrated, basically the body's own steroid. You know, steroids today, corticosteroids are anti-inflammatories. This is the body's own special anti-inflammatory.
Would they do
sauce.
Something like that for Mahomes' ankle last
Absolutely,
year?
Absolutely, we should have. Someone should have.
But they probably didn't.
I hope they did. I hope they did, but I don't know if they did. The problem is the NFL has so much control over it. I wanted to see the guy. I wanted so badly to say, come, let me see you. I know I can help you. I had a young man play on my football team that I helped with that had a hamstring tear. Okay. So he had a little bit of a blood, microscopic tear, and the blood bled into the muscle.
It's a teenager.
He's 17 years old. He's our star quarterback. So his dad's a PT. I say, will you bring him in? Will you let me do something for him? He says, absolutely. So I take my ultrasound. I find the little pool of where the bleeding is because there's actually a little nidus that shows where the injury is. And then I draw his blood. I spin it in a centrifuge real fast. I take off the good stuff, the serum. And then, so now it's serum loaded with all the exosomes. And I put a needle directly into that tear in the muscle using ultrasound guidance. And I inject the platelet-rich plasma or the exosome-rich serum into that muscle. And he played. His dad said, the conventional doctors had said 6 weeks. His dad as a PT said, no, I'm holding him out at least a week. But if you can help him, that's great. He could have played that Friday night. His dad's conservative enough. He said next week. He played the next Friday.
Wow.
So 9 days later.
And I can't say this loud enough. This is from your own body.
Yeah. Okay? So what is
this isn't big pharma. This is not medicine, poison stuff that they're trying to sell you or put in. It's coming from your body to fix your body.
So you can always look at the flip side of the coin. So let's say, why did Tiger Woods get what he got and why was it so controversial? Well, someone gouged him. Someone said, this is really sophisticated stuff. You can't get it anywhere in the world. So we're going to charge $10,000 to come do that.
And he did it.
And he does it because that's a dime to him.
He had pain. So he didn't have to worry about it. I mean, he's hard and violent as he used to swing a golf club. I can imagine even as a young man,
absolutely,
he had all kinds of pain.
So you could have injected him daily and found places to inject on him.
He did it frequently.
And it was great. It's not going to hurt him. It's not like you can overdo it. It's your own stuff. You're not going to overdo it. You can overdo it with corticosteroids. Absolutely. There's too much.
So do people do some of these things regularly just as part of their health?
They should, and we're starting to morph into a preventative anti-aging. And there are practices that do anti-aging. That has not been our focus. We've been more reactionary where we deal with the problem as it arises. And there's so much out there to deal with that it's a whole – I almost need three of me to have the anti-aging. If we ever went down that path and the doors and the floodgates opened, I don't know how we could service them all. We'd have to duplicate it. But yes, absolutely. There's stories now. Are they real? I haven't checked them out, but there's stories of doctors who do this regenerative treatment.
It's going there.
It's going there. We're going there. They're injecting themselves with their own tissue, and they're seeing less wrinkles. They're seeing hair turn back black instead of gray. They're seeing joints more effective than they have been. So yes, it's going there.
Because you're literally activating the good stuff in your body that's doing nothing right now.
And it's right there waiting for us. We just have to tell it, wake it up. I mean, just like you can imagine, it makes so much sense why someone didn't think of it 2,000 years ago. Maybe they did. You cut yourself and it heals. Why does it heal? When we figured out why it heals, we said, why can't we tap into that and use it anywhere? And we are.
That is amazing. Yep. All of these treatments are available at idealhealthkc.com as you practice your K7 in Shawnee Mission Parkway in Shawnee. The phone number, if you'd like to reach Dr. Van Camp or his staff over there, is 913-745-5300. Even if it's just for a consultation, I would recommend, and we already have friends that are coming to see you. Listen, get a consultation. If you're dealing with something from the jab, or you think you are, or you have pain or something going on, or you've gone with traditional treatment and it hasn't worked, I'm not going to sit here and give some sort of guarantee that Dr. Van Camp's going to fix everybody that gives him a call, but doggone it. Give it a try. Let your body try to help you before you start putting a bunch of medicine in there. I firmly believe in that.
Yeah. So the controversial piece is it costs money and insurance doesn't pay for it. And of course, insurance doesn't pay for it. There will be a day when it will. There will be a day when regenerative medicine will be its own specialty. It will be part of conventional medicine because conventional doctors are starting, even the orthopedic surgeons are starting to say, you know what? I'm finding out if we pre-treat the patient with PRP before we ever do the surgery, they heal faster. Or if we do PRP after the surgery or during the scope, they heal faster. So there's a day coming where it's going to be part of mainstream medicine. It's not there yet. Now, we think we're very affordable. So you just have to, we have transparency. So I have a price list. It's right there on a printed page that anyone can look at. And we don't, we don't dicker over prices. We say, there's our prices. And that's what it is.
Walk away, go home, and call back a week later
I would tell you, it's a business. It's still a business. So if you think of it in terms of closure rate, I would say we have 75 to 90%.
Some people, I guess everybody's different. Some people decide right then and there, hey, I want to do this. But would some people go home and say, listen, I may be in for a few $1,000 here. I got to think about this and wait for a week, talk it over with their family, decide what to do.
And I appreciate those folks who do because that's what you want. You want them to make a well-informed decision. The thing they'll find with me is I take time with them. I explain as best I can what they have. What I really enjoy is patients will bring in an MRI that their doctor has had done. But because I'm a radiologist, I can sit there and look at the MRI and say, well, here's the problem right here. That's what I love. Because of this weird, you said you're on your,
third
act. Okay, so how many acts I have? Those acts I've had have helped me become the doctor I am today. And all that experience has really helped me diagnose problems that other doctors may miss because I'm seeing it on the x-ray as well or on the MRI. That's really invaluable. And then whenever I put something, if I take your tissue out of your body, which I use x-ray to do that, I use guidance to do that. When I put it back in, I'm also going to use x-ray guidance to put it back in. So we know we get it in the right place. So that's really important. And that distinguishes the really good regenerative practices from the average.
I think I speak for everyone listening to this podcast right now. We all want to get Kadarius Toney of the Chiefs to your practice. We got to get him over there because it's one thing after another. Right now, it's a knee thing. Meniscus needs a little help. They said they went in and did some sort of scope thing on it. Last year, it was a little bit of a hamstring issue. If we could just get him to come see you once a week for the season and do whatever it is you do, say, where does it hurt, Kadarius? What do you got this week? Let's go. Let's do this. I think we could get the kid on the field.
I do too. I honestly do too. But
their doctors really won't do it.
No,
right?
The residencies and the fellowships have said that is voodoo medicine or that is fringe medicine, keep it on the fringe. This is what we do.
Stuff from your own body is fringe.
Yes, unfortunately,
you're taking it out of your body.
It's the world's changing and the minds are slowly opening up. But the majority in the conventional medicine are still saying, yeah, I mean, here's the kind of thing I've heard from conventional doctors. Classmates of mine from medical school, I know you're trying to help people and we appreciate that. And I think you're practicing good medicine. You're not hurting anybody, but you just don't have any proof. Prove to me. Well, they got better. Well, maybe they were going to get better on their own. No, but they got better in record time. No, I'm sorry. We still can't accept that. That's not good enough. Just a brainwashing that has happened on a massive scale, that to break into the residency training, the medical schools, almost impossible to do, but it is happening.
Yeah.
It is slowly happening.
It's so funny. Everything does a 180. You know, I never would have thought that I'd be so into things like this as I am now. And I never would have thought it would be the liberals, the people on the left, that would have been pushing big pharma, because they used to hate big pharma. That was their thing. True. Oh, be skeptical of all this, all these big corporations. And now they're just like, oh, go get five shots, take them all, do it. I'm like, it's just been unbelievable. I've held you up for a long time. You got to go coach football, I think. Don't you? Eight-man football? Yeah. Tell me about your eight-man football team.
You asked me what makes me tick before we started this interview. I love sports. I was around sports all my life. I actually was a hammer thrower in college. So I've got a son
who's a hammer thrower. It's a very specific skill, Doctor.
I have a son who's a hammer thrower, and I'm so proud of that. He's on the KU track team throwing the hammer, and I'm very proud of that. My other son is in broadcasting and singing. So, I mean, I've just had this eclectic I've had this wonderful life that's eclectic, that has people have said, I throw this around loosely because I do not believe that this totally fits me, but in its one sense it might. They've called me a Renaissance man. I have this very broad, unique interest levels, and sports is one of them. And it really doesn't matter what sport it is. I almost can get into any sport. My true love was football. My dad was a nut about football.
When
Stan Parrish was hired, he said, this is the savior. He's going to change K-State football.
That's
so
been a long
that's
time
a
ago.
Long time ago, but he lived to see Snyder do it.
Yeah.
So I love football. Well, as a doctor, you don't get to be around football unless you're on the sidelines. And so I like coaching football. I enjoy coaching. I've done some coaching over the years. My sons were both homeschooled, so I was able to coach. The really good homeschool organizations that have a co-op have every sport. And our co-op over in Topeka, it's called Cornerstone Family Schools, is a group of 110 to 120 families that all provide, you know, they help with everyone's education. They have Friday classes, but they also have all the sports, all the major sports, football, basketball, soccer, you know, track and field, whatever. And I've helped coach them. I've helped coach the throws, and I've helped coach the football team. We started a football team 4 years ago. We're on our fourth year, and I coached the offense for an eight-man football team in a small Christian Keisha-approved league, and it's absolutely a hoot. There is nothing better than designing a play. And then just like old, not on the level, not to think I'm even anywhere near Andy Reid.
Here we go.
But it's the same concept of coming up with a play and seeing if the young men can execute
it. Yeah.
And do it. And it's so much fun.
How many
fun.
Players do you have?
We have on the varsity, there's 16. On the junior high, we have a total of 33 kids.
Most of them play both ways?
They play both ways. Yeah. All of them play both
That's
ways.
That's awesome.
And it's so much fun. That's so what good. Gives me my enjoyment in life right now is football.
You're a gifted man, and I can't thank you enough for coming by today. It's so great to have someone in front of you and have a discussion like this, a conversation. I just wish you the very best, and I know that you believe, and I believe, knowing about your career, that this is your most important thing that you've done, and it must be the most rewarding thing that you've done because you're helping so many people that aren't getting help in some other way. And maybe it's for our listeners. Maybe we have people out there in pain or have something going on. Again, the website is idealhealthkc.com. That's idealhealthkc.com. They're at K7 and Shawnee Mission Parkway in Shawnee. Dr. Kip Van Camp, you are one interesting dude, man. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for letting me come by.
All right. Sure hope you enjoyed that. What really, really interesting things we're doing in, I'd say medicine, but this is really, when it comes from your own body, it doesn't seem to me like that's medicine. Really interesting guy, Dr. Kip Van Camp. I'm so pleased to have met him and his wife, Tracy, and the work that they're doing at Ideal Health. Pretty cool stuff right there. Hope you enjoyed that. It was brought to you by our friends at the Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan. Sorry, sold out for football season, but they'd love to have you for any other event, whether you're doing a reunion or wedding party, rehearsal dinner, something fun, or just business in the Manhattan area. Online at BlueMontHotel.com. They're the only place in Manhattan to stay. If you're going to go play a little golf this fall at Colbert Hills, you can also stay there at the Bluemont Hotel, right on the corner of Aggieville and Campus. Online at BlueMontHotel.com. And don't forget, Goolsby's Indoor Entertainment Center is a wonderfully fun time. To have a cold one, pour it off the wall yourself. There's 30 taps on the wall. There's a private event space and party space as well, and a boardroom for all your business needs at the Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan, bluemonthotel.com. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC. I spoke with my man Tim Trader yesterday on the phone. Called him about something separate. I was talking to him about my Chevy Blazer. They're great folks, man. And they've got a really good inventory right now. But they're also still just ordering vehicles exactly like you like them. They're showing up. They'll give you every incentive there is. Financing, rebates, everything available right now is available to you if you order exactly what you want. Whether it's a GMC Sierra, Chevy Silverado, the all-new Chevy Colorado midsize truck, and GMC Canyon. Yep, ready to rock at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of the lifetime warranty. We are professional grade. Amini's. This is Amini's, 105th and Metcalf, for all your man cave needs, whether it's bar stools, pinball machines, golden tee, pool tables, shuffleboard, ping pong, hot tubs, saunas, or bar stools. It's all in one place. Amini's, 105th and Metcalf, also in St. Louis, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. This is Amini's. And Dr. Jeremy Fry over at Fry Orthodontics, we shared an email with you yesterday about how the staff goes above and beyond, and that's really important when you're, especially with your teenagers. And the gentleman lived in the Northland and went out to, I think it was the Raytown area, and had some retainers made for his son. And as they were making them, they couldn't wait for them to be finished because they had to go to ball practice. And one of the ladies that worked there heard it and said, listen, I'm working in the Northland office tomorrow. I'll take these home with me and I'll bring them to work tomorrow for you. It's just the little things. They really count. That's what Fry Orthodontics is all about. Online at fryorthodontics.com. As always, thank you so much for listening. Please hit the like, follow, or subscribe button if you have not done that yet, or find a friend that would like to listen to the podcast and maybe hit that button. I'm going to work on apparently fall allergies or something going on over the next day or two. We'll do a patron podcast today. My voice wasn't very good yesterday afternoon, so we passed. I'll put one together today. I'll get some tea and rest this thing up and see what I can do. I've been sneezing a lot today. I don't know what's going on. It's not because, you know, a lot of times it happens when it rains for me. I get like mold allergies. That's not what this is. Something to do with this heat or something. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what it is. But I will figure it out, and we will have a patron podcast coming up on Tuesday afternoon as well at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.